This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Three newly appointed ministers take oath of office and secrecy from the president. The Federal Parliament Secretariat issues public notice urging the return of physical and electronic equipment looted from the Federal Parliament building in New Baneshwar. And climate report warns 1.5 million Australians living in coastal areas are at risk from rising sea levels by 2050. Now the news in detail. Three newly appointed ministers have taken the oath of office and secrecy at the office of the President Sheetal Niwas today. President Ramchandra Paudal administered the oath of office and secrecy to ministers Rameshwar Khanal, Kulman Kissing and Om Prakash Ariel amid a special ceremony. They were administered the oath as per the recommendation of Prime Minister Susila Karki. Prime Minister Karki had made the recommendation on Sunday evening. Khanal has been assigned as the Finance Minister, Kissing as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport, and Urban Development. Similarly, Ariel has become the Minister for Home Affairs and Law and Parliamentary Affairs. Prime Minister Karki will look after other ministries. Khanal is the former Finance Secretary. Kissing is the former Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority. Khanal has been working for economic reform and good governance. Ariel is an advocate working for anti-corruption. Kissing, who has become the Energy Minister, had also been raising public concerns since he quit the Electricity Authority. Whereas the Home Minister, Advocate Ariel, came to limelight after he filed a petition at Supreme Court questioning the qualification of Lokman Singh Karki, then Chief of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority. The swearing-in ceremony was attended by Vice President Ramsaya Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Karki, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Brower, Chairman of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, former Prime Minister Dr. Baburam Bhattrai, Chiefs of the Constitutional Bodies, Chiefs of Security Bodies and High-Level Government Officials. Former Chief Justice Karki was appointed Prime Minister of the Interim Government in the background of the Zen Z protest on the 12th of September. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has issued a public notice urging the return of physical and electronic equipment looted from the Federal Parliament building at the International Convention Centre in New Baneshwar during recent vandalism and arson incidents. In the notice released today, the Secretariat specially calls for the return of items including tables, chairs, computers, printers, scanners, cameras, telephones, monitors, photocopy machines and other electronic devices from the parliamentary premises and surrounding areas. These assets were taken amid the chaos following the Zen Z protest that led to widespread destruction, including the torching of Singha Darbar and other parliament facilities. The Secretariat requests anyone in possession of these items or with information on their location or individuals informed to come forward. Videos or evidence of the looting should also be provided to aid recovery efforts. It assured that the identity of informants will be kept strictly confidential. This appeal comes as Nepal grapples with the aftermath of the unrest which forced former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's resignation, but unfortunately resulted in significant damage to key government infrastructure. Authorities emphasize the need for public cooperation to restore normalcy and protect national assets. Singha Darbar reduced to ruins by arson and vandalism during the Zen Z protest stands with the national flag bearing the sun and moon still flying high. Amid the devastation, it carries hope and resilience. Serving the charred remains, Professor Kesab Basyal of Trivan University expressed sorrow but remained optimistic. He said that though his eyes struggled to witness the destruction, yet he shared confidence that Singha Darbar will rise again. The flag atop the record symbolizes national unity and the call for reconstruction. Lawyer Devmai Krimire captured the scene, sharing that the sight of Singha Darbar burning broke her heart. Similarly, Sumitra Shrestha, another legal professional, lamented the destruction of public heritage. The fire-damaged walls, one adorned with intricate art, await restoration. A historical landmark from the Rana era, built in 1903 by Chandra Samser, Singha Darbar housed 1,700 rooms and was Asia's largest palace at the time. Despite a 1973 fire, it has endured as Nepal's administrative heart. Employees returned to work yesterday, determined to rebuild. With collective resolve, Singha Darbar will stand tall again, embodying Nepal's rich history and aspirations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 1.5 million Australians living in coastal areas are at risk from rising sea levels by the year 2050, a landmark climate report has warned. Australia's first national climate risk assessment predicted more frequent and severe climate hazards like floods, cyclones, heatwaves, droughts and bushfires. Australians are already living with the consequences of climate change today, Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen said, adding that it was clear every degree of warming they prevent now will help future generations avoid the worst impacts in years to come. The report looked at three global warming situations, above 1.5 degrees Celsius, above 2 degrees Celsius, and above 3 degrees Celsius. Australia, one of the world's biggest polluters per capita, has already reached warming of above 1.5 degrees Celsius, the report said, noting that at 3 degrees Celsius, heat-related deaths in Sydney may rise by more than 400% and almost triple in Melbourne. The 72-page report released days before the government announces its emission reduction targets for 2035 found that no Australian community will be immune from climate risk that will be cascading, compounding, and concurrent. US and Chinese officials are holding a second day of trade talks in Spain on Monday, that is today, at the deadline for the Chinese owner of TikTok to find a buyer or face a ban in America looms. The negotiations led by U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng are the latest attempt to end a trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Top-level trade delegations from Beijing and Washington last met in July when they struck a deal to extend their tariffs truce by another 90 days until the 10th of November. After initially calling for TikTok to be banned during his first term, Trump has reversed his stance on the popular video-sharing app and delayed the ban three times so far. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is predicted for almost entirety of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Three newly appointed ministers take oath of office and secrecy from the president. The Federal Parliament Secretariat issues public notice urging the return of physical and electronic equipment looted from the Federal Parliament building in New Maneshwar. And climate report warns 1.5 million Australians living in coastal areas are at risk from rising sea levels by the year 2050. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.